discussion. Join thousands of other Wahoos and make thesaber.com your home for the Hoos.
Oh, I got to let that play. You can't beat that song. All right. This is Frank Maloney. We're back. We're listening to Who's Talking. Jim Hobgood is my co-host, and tonight we are fortunate to have Aaron Brooks with us, former UVA quarterback and NFL star. A couple things we want to get to. Recently, I've heard it said by a number of folks that Jameel Sewell is a poor man's version of Aaron Brooks. And at first, I think I kind of giggled, but then now that the statistics are sort of bearing out, and Jameel has shown a lot of courage this year, I think, in some respects. But let's face it, he's a good runner. He's fairly elusive. He's got a good arm. I'm not sure he has the arm that you had. But what do you think of that comparison? And also, if Jameel was asking for your advice on what he needed to do to make an NFL team, what would Jameel have to do?
Well, I think he needs to sharpen up his fundamentals. I think he can be a little more accurate. He's a very gifted quarterback in terms of things he can do on the field. Like you said, he is elusive. He's meant a lot to UVA football over the last 3 years, the years that he's been able to play. And I think that's probably the most important thing, is to always sharpen up your fundamentals, making sure you have a base up underneath you to be able to throw the ball accurate enough to get it to your receivers and putting the ball in the best man's hand as possible. They ran a different type of offense that I was used to. So it's kind of.
Were you able to decipher what the offense was?
This year.
A little.
A little.
It's a hybrid, isn't it?
Never accepted it, but I can decipher it a little bit, but. It was, it's quite different now that, you know, some of the teams in the NFL like to go no huddle offenses to get them sort of a rhythm. Not many are every down shotgun teams. I would have liked to see him drop back more, to see more of his fundamental skills. I think he's going to be judged and based on mostly on his fundamentals.
You talk about fundamentals, and we've had a number of quarterbacks on the show over the last couple of months. Footwork is really critical to being efficient as a quarterback, isn't it?
It is very much so. How are you dropping back? How quick are you dropping back? Or if your drop back is, you know, too long, are you getting the ball out of your hands fast enough? Are you throwing with timing and precision? Are you accurate? Are you reading the defense properly? Are you taking care of the ball, not turning it over? So there's a lot of factors to the quarterback position that would determine a player's outcome on the next level. And if you don't have those fundamentals intact, then it's kind of hard for someone to judge you based on that position. But there's been numerous quarterbacks who've been in that type of system who pretty much made it. But the thing about it is that the college they were in has always been in that type of system.
Well, particularly, and you know this better than anybody, at the next level, at the NFL level, accuracy is really critical.
Oh, yeah.
From a defensive standpoint, let's flip the coin and look at Tyrod Taylor. What does Virginia need to do defensively to contain him?
Keep him boxed in. Keep a linebacker spying on him just in case he get happy feet and want to get out of the pocket. Keep the receivers in front of him. Let them earn their yardage. Let them earn the first down. Don't let any big plays. Receivers get behind them to create big plays. That big play opportunity must be limited. But you basically just have to box Tyrod Taylor in, contain them as much as you can, and then have a spy on them. But really, really, really look forward to stopping the run game. If we can stop the run game, I think that'll be really crucial to our success and how we're going to
And that's play, not easy now. Cause
Tyrod.
We've got a great Ryan Williams. He's tough.
He's had a terrific year.
Oh, yeah. And he was, it was expected that he would be this good. No one is surprised by his productivity. I think the interesting thing I think about this game, and I'll throw this back to Aaron, you've got a team like Virginia that shows you, to me, particularly on offense, they showed so much in the first half against Clemson.
Right.
And then they hit a brick wall in the third quarter. It's almost like they forgot to do the things, you know, they didn't run the Wildcat correctly after that. The regular offensive scheme that they've been running with the, you know, the shotgun, that was not effective anymore. And then all of a sudden, there were no more cards to play and the game was over.
Right.
What does Virginia, what formation or what style of play does Virginia's offense have to demonstrate to be successful this?
What it has to demonstrate is basically you really, and it's not too late, but, you know, we're on the air, but I'm biased because I played for George Welch, and George Welch always believed in a strong defense and a strong running game. And that took a lot of pressure off your quarterback. That means you had a good running back in the backfield, and you had some good receivers on the edges to be able to make some plays. And then we also had a great tight end. We have a list of good tight ends who've been able to go to the NFL, the next level, and be productive. So with that said, basically you're having a tight end in the game, your two wide receivers on it, you know, your flanker and your split end, and your two running backs. We must put a fullback in the game to give the tailback some blocking. So my thing is basically a regular base set. You know, you're running the ball in between the tackles, a little bit off the tackles. My success we've had over the years, dating back to however long Terry Kirby and Nicky Fisher and Thomas Jones. And it's a long list of running backs. So I always felt like we should have never got away from that. And that gave us more ball control, offense, taking some of the pressure off the quarterback, giving him the opportunity to make plays with his feet when given opportunities, as opposed to putting him in position where he has to always make a big throw, big play, and then when you're behind, you're always throwing the ball and you continue to throw, and that's not really a good scenario for a team who's always playing from behind. So we kind of lose ball control from that position, but based on what we got, we really have to take our chances. I mean, we got to let it all hang out this game. We can't really play soft. We can't really feel like we must play conservatively.
It's got to be aggressive.
To the point, we have to be aggressive. We have to find that one guy on Virginia Tech's defense who's really causing the problem in his secondary. Find that weak link and really attack it. But also, we just need to get on the center just a little bit more and hand the ball off and see what that do for us.
Well, and the other thing against Virginia Tech, over the years, they've been terrific with special teams, turnovers. Mm-hmm. Virginia's just going to have to take care of the football, not give up field position through turnovers, and Lord only knows, not let the Virginia Tech defense score touchdowns or block kicks. All the things Virginia Tech has excelled at over the years that would tip the basketball game, tip the football game.
Somebody
keeps saying I'm a little basketball biased here, but I was thinking about, you know, and the funny thing about football, the run and passing game, it's a balanced attack.
It is.
And it's very similar to basketball where you have the perimeter game versus the inside game, and that's, it makes it much more difficult on the defense where they can't scheme their defense just to stop one or the other. They have to worry about both.
Right.
That's a fairly simple thing to say, but, I mean, it's not always simple to have that kind of balance.
Yeah, well, that's why we can't put that much pressure on Jamil, although he's been doing a fine job, but the kid's been, you know, how many times can he put on his cape or run to the booth to try to save the team? It's just really not happening. He's getting caught up with his cape. So, you know, we just got to find a way to get the ball to Vic Hall, even if it's just handoffs or just give some other guys some opportunity to make some plays.
Well, Rayshon Jackson, and going back to your point, I think Rayshon has shown since the Maryland game that he can handle a number of carries in a row. And he can, like a battering ram, he can hit that hole and drive the pile a little bit. And I think in this game, and I said it on Tech Talk Tuesday last night with
my – How'd that go, by the way?
That was bizarre. But I was glad to defend Wahoo Nation amongst the Hookies. But you know,
I hope the football team does better than you did. I didn't even hear the show. But
there's a cheap shot. Listen, we're going to take away your V logo sweater. truth is, Rayshon Jackson, I think he is one of the keys. If Virginia can get the running game going, and Aaron has already touched on it, that will be enough of a distraction to their defense where they have to worry about that. And then Aaron can run some of the trick plays to Vic Hall and even
I wish I did have some more eligibility.
Well,
Jamil, you meant.
Yeah, Jamil. It's funny, Al Groh joked in the press conference this week that he'd like to make a deal to bring Brett Favre in just for this game. I don't know if you heard that.
He need to look at his alumni list before he go to Brett Favre.
I think so, too. I think Brett's busy. But I think if Mikal Simpson's healthy enough to go this week, which is a question because he hurt his ankle at the end of the half down there in Death Valley. But hopefully Perry Jones can give Rayshon Jackson a rest here and there. But I think Virginia's got to be able to run the ball, particularly on first and second down. Some – so that Jamil is not left out there holding the whole weight of the team.
And the other thing, we have to, in order for us to win the game, we have to understand that it may not be style points.
Yes.
It could be an ugly game. It really doesn't matter what type of game this is right now. The important thing is coming away with a victory, just like it should be every week. But if we start to run the ball, we have to be patient. But if it become boring, you know, please understand, we're trying to win a game. But we don't know the other problems that exist on the offensive side of the ball. We only see what we can see.
I think at this point in time, if Virginia finds a way to win, I don't think any of the Virginia fans are going to complain about how it happened. If they look up at that scoreboard at the end of the game and they see more points on the Virginia side, I think everybody's going to be happy. But we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break now. Aaron, we really appreciate your coming in and being our guest.
Great.
Matter of fact, we may carry we'll carry Aaron through the break at the bottom of the hour. And if anybody has a phone call, 345-0910, call in and ask Aaron Brooks a question. We'll be back after these messages.